Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about part one of the Big Red Radio Summer Town Tour. KCII is getting ready to bust out the Big Red Radio for the annual Summer Town Tour, attending several town celebrations and such. What is coming up on the schedule for what events people can enjoy here in Southeast Iowa and the things we'll be taking part of?
Sure. So as you mentioned, it is the Big Red Radio Summer Town Tour. We've been doing this now for several years in this kind of a format, if you will. And it incorporates a lot of our, obviously, the area towns and things around us. So it all kicks off on May 13th. So Friday the 13th is our first event. It's going to be a Kids Fest here in Washington. The trend continues because the next event that we'll be at is the Washington Summer Classic, which is going to be June 2nd through the 4th, and Ridiculous Days on that Saturday the 4th. Lots of fun things going on during that, and we'll be a part of all of those days. Then you'll have Kyoto Fun Days the following weekend. The weekend after that is Kelowna Days and Brighton Whoopee Days. Those are both the same weekend. And then we'll finish the Summer Town Tour Part 1, finishes the last weekend in June with the Riverside Trek Fest. I like to say Part 1 because we do a Part 2 of our Summer Town Tour as well that's going to be our area's towns that are having their celebrations throughout July and August. So this first part is just the May and June portion of things. I like to make sure people know that we haven't forgotten about the other town events that are happening starting in July, because we'll have another part coming up for that.
What is KCII's role as far as what we do typically at these summer town events?
It's a variety of things. We have done everything from helping to announce the parades, playing music. I have helped with a kiddie tractor pull before and did kind of a play-by-play on that. So that was interesting. I've also been a pie and a cookie judge at one of the events. I'm hoping that with one of the events that'll be more in our July time frame that I'll get to participate in like some water fights and some things that way. But, you know, we're there. We'll be broadcasting live and doing updates and helping to spread the word on what's going on the day of those events. So while we're there, we're going to be broadcasting live. And that could be if there's some sort of weather causing something to change, we're going to help pass that information along. And really just whatever the organizers of the events are needing, we try and help and accommodate in any way we can. So sometimes that's emceeing, sometimes it's announcing parades, sometimes it's just playing the music and doing our updates. It's kind of different at every one of them. But again, we try and accommodate whatever the organizers are needing some assistance with and help with.
Well, to wrap things up, is there anything else you'd like to mention? Or, you know, if people want to know more about what town celebrations are happening this summer, if there's somewhere people can find that information?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So one way to find out is just going onto our website. You should be able to see we have some house ads that rotate around that say the Summer Town Tour. If you click on those ads, any of those ads, it pulls you to our events page. And the events page is going to list out the different events that we're going to be at. We try and keep that updated on so the event that's coming up next will be kind of the featured one when you go there. And so when that one's over, the next featured one is going to pop up. And so that's one of the easy ways to find out, is just by going to the website. That's probably the easiest way to find all the information. And I would say, you know, a big thanks to all of our sponsors that have participated in this to make it, you know, something that we can do. It's a lot of work. It's a busy window of time. June is a really busy month around the radio station between our sports coverage. A lot of times weather falls into that. And then you have the Summer Town Tour. We got a lot of things going on. But we definitely thank all of the sponsors that have participated in this to make it possible and to help spread the word even more. And like I said, check out the website for more details as we keep getting closer to all these different events. There's lots of info there.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about part one of the Big Red Radio Summer Town Tour. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.